Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Girls soccer team, Matt Dowie. And coach, appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and just kind of recapping some of the Eagles games since we last spoke. And been about five matches since then, Eagles going 2-3 in that stretch. Overall, when you just reflect on this five-game period that started with Oskaloosa and comes to Friday night against Indianola, what's kind of your overall thoughts on how the team has looked and progressed and just kind of made their way through a variance of opponents on the soccer pitch?
Yeah, it has some challenging opponents on there. And obviously, like you said, two wins on there too. It's hard to look at strictly the score of some of these games and kind of believe what I'm saying, but there is growth happening. I think tonight's game against Indianola is a great kind of show of the growth that's happening. I think we're really starting to figure out defensively, you know, what our identity is, how I want us to play. And I think there's a mindset shift that's happening to a degree, and kind of just the confidence in seeing here stretches, maybe it's stretches in the Norwalk game or stretches in the Pella game, where we're dangerous, where we're attacking, where we're defending them really well. And just kind of as the games go on, those stretches of being right there and being dangerous are continuing to grow and be longer stretches, which has been really great to see. So definitely been a lot of progress despite the 2-3 record in the last five games.
And I don't think it sounds all that crazy, and I know that some fans will view it as that. So I just kind of want to clear this up, too, because I understand what you're talking about when you say that, but I know that not everyone necessarily will. When you talk about seeing that progress, even in the losses, it's not necessarily in the progress in the wins and loss column, but it's talking about just the way that the girls are playing. Even though things might not be going well, you may be just playing simply a good opponent that's able to, you know, help you strengthen some of those areas that you guys need to work on or improve on.
Yeah, that's some of the conversations we've had at the end of these games is like, it seems, you know, you look at the scoreboard and I told the girls that I think halftime of the Norwalk game, it's looking at the scoreboard. You probably don't believe this, but we looked really good defensively. Norwalk just was just better players, better play, you know, than what we were doing, and wasn't much we could do. But in terms of where we should have been, how we should have played it, you know, that's the best that I could have asked for and expect, you know, exactly what I wanted to see in those situations. They just had made a better play. And so it is that conversation, just kind of trying to instill that thought process and that confidence in the girls. And I think we're hopefully turning a corner as we kind of round out the regular season here.
And as we talk about that too, I know from the coach's perspective and from a player's perspective, it can be encouraging when things are looking the way that they should, but it can also be kind of deflating too when things are not gelling to match the progress that you're making, right? When you go to a game like Indianola, where we talk about, and there's a lot of growth on Friday night against the Indians, and you know, you walk away and the scoreboard still reads in favor of the Indians in that contest. Mm-hmm. It can be kind of frustrating. How have those conversations been going to just keep the girls' mindset right, knowing that they're doing the right things? Just ultimately, the results are the indication of just which team has maybe the more variety of talent that's able to come away with those wins.
Yeah, it's just continuing to point out at the, maybe it's halftime or at the end of the game or even between games at practices or whatever, and just point out, hey, here were the stretches that we were even with them, or we had more dangerous opportunities in the attack than they did or whatever, and just kind of showing them like, here's an example of us playing against these top-ranked teams neck and neck with them. And at times, we're controlling the ball. Like, we can do it. Like, we just got to kind of figure out how do we make that 80 minutes for all of these games. but it's there. You girls have the ability. And so it's just instilling that. And I think they're starting to kind of truly buy into that. And it's been great to see.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian girls soccer team, Matt Dowie, here powered by Hy-Vee. We've talked a little bit about the losses in there. I want to come back and kind of reflect on those wins a little bit. A 2-1 win over Oskaloosa, which I know was a good win for you guys coming off the Des Moines Christian game, kind of got you guys back on the right track. And then, you know, a big win at Sheraton, 6-1, where, you know, that was right during kind of a busy stretch as you're kind of getting ready for, you know, Pella. There was Drake Relays during that time where I know one or two of your athletes was a part of that as well. And just kind of looking at how that all shaped out, how big were those wins to just kind of get back on the right track and be able to get back in the win column and kind of help yourself out when it comes to the end stretch of the season?
Yeah, going back to the Oskaloosa game, they're much improved from where they were last year. So it was a little bit more of a difficult game for us than it was maybe last year. We were also down two of our track players, so we were a little shorthanded there. But I thought we did well to kind of respond to that and rise to the occasion and kind of play well, combine well. And kind of it was a slightly different kind of attack or the way that we attacked than we've been in the past. And so that was great to see. And I think it just coupling that within the Sheraton game where it was building upon that. It just shows that we have that ability. It's good. Like you said, if we're playing teams that kind of control the ball a lot, you sometimes kind of forget about your abilities to attack and kind of control games. And so it was good to have those two games where I felt like we really controlled the play and we controlled the chances to kind of get that confidence back in it and knowing we are a team that can put goals in the back of the net and stuff like that. So definitely two good games and good results that we had in the middle of kind of this stretch in the season.
Absolutely. And I know we talked about it a little bit, but just coming back to that Indianola game, just talking about that one, because obviously the results weren't what the Eagles were hoping for, but also a good test for you guys against the highly rated Indianola team, knowing that you're going to have some highly rated teams that you're going to have to face en route to trying to reach that state tournament, which is the ultimate goal there for the Eagles. It was a game where, as we mentioned, the results don't go your way, but a lot of improvement. What were some of the things you saw specifically from the girls against Indianola, that especially coming off of that Norwalk game where it was a very talented squad that was able to, you know, put up a few more goals than Indianola was? What were some of those things you saw that your girls did better to cut down on some of those goals allowed against those solid opponents?
Yeah, I think tonight or the game against Indianola, I made a point to tell the girls this, that I felt like there was a shift in kind of the way that we spoke to each other on the field, the way that we maybe held each other accountable. I've kind of been waiting all season to see who's going to kind of step up and be like, hey, I know that we can perform at a higher level. Like, let's do it. Let's get there. Let's hold each other accountable to get there. And I thought tonight was a night, or Indianola game, depending on when this is aired. Indianola game was one of those where it's like, hey, we can play better. We can play with this Indianola team. So let's do it. And I thought it was great. Kind of the team picked each other up. And it really the last 50-ish minutes of the game, we were neck and neck with Indianola. We had a couple chances, one open net opportunity that we just couldn't quite finish, things like that. We had chances the last 50 minutes, and I think it's really just that girls have decided, hey, we can play at a higher level. Let's do that, and I'm going to make sure the person next to me is also working to play as best as she can.
And that's always a good thing. And again, as we talk about it, we're in the home stretch of the soccer season. When it comes to regular season play, Got two more matches against Central Iowa United and Van Meter to kind of set the tone going into postseason play, where you guys will start off against a common opponent that you've seen already this year. But when you look at that Central Iowa United Van Meter match specifically, how do you want, or what are the things you're looking for from the girls to be able to set yourself up for the best possible position going into postseason, so that you're feeling as good as possible about your positioning, knowing that you do have some tough teams ahead when it comes to postseason play?
Yeah. Central Iowa United is senior night, excited to kind of celebrate the seniors and the accomplishments that they've done over 4 years. But in terms of the on-field play, really hoping to take what we've learned, especially from the Indianola game, of like, this is the level, kind of starting to understand this is the level we can play at. Let's play there. Let's not play maybe down to expectations, whether it's our expectations of how we'll perform against a good team, or, you know, maybe on paper expectations, but like, let's play to how we can actually play. And, you know, I think that Central Iowa United, as well as Van Meter, I think are games we've got a great opportunity to get back into the win column. So really looking for, can we control the game? Can we hold each other accountable to higher expectations in the way that individuals play as well as the team plays? And then just how do we go in the attack? I think we've learned over the last few games of, we can play direct over the top, but we can also combine pretty well at the field. So when we play tougher teams as we get into the postseason and have to move forward with wins, having the ability to attack in a multitude of ways will go a long way to our success. So I think hopefully we can see some of that, a little bit variety in the way that we attack.
And before we let you go, too, I gotta talk about some of the individuals, too, because normally we try to get in there and highlight some of the girls who have played very well. I know that there's, when you look at the stat sheet, there's kind of three girls that are probably going to stand out on paper most nights, with Lexi Terpstra, Esther Ford, Tori Van Zee, that are leading the team in goals scored. But I also want to touch on some other girls as well, in particular girls such as Maddie DeVries, who've kind of had to fill different roles. You mentioned some of the track girls, Chloe Voss being one who's kind of split time and played in the middle of the field for you guys this year, as well as Cassidy Boss, who had an injury earlier this year, and just some of their contributions and kind of stepping up, and even some girls who maybe moved around the pitch this year and done a little bit of everything, such as a Cambria Van Dyke as well.
Yeah. One of the first names that you mentioned was Maddie DeVries, and someone that's played a lot of minutes forward for us. Tonight, or in the Indianola game, we our starting keeper Julianne was out sick, and so it kind of forced Maddie into the goal, something she hasn't done a ton this year, but she has played a little bit, and she stepped up and played really well in the Indianola game and kept us in the game for most of it. So she's kind of been thrown around in some positions she hasn't played in the past, and I thought she's kind of played well there. And then the Cambria is kind of my jack of all trades, if you will, or, my Swiss Army knife. I can kind of move wherever I feel I need that game, whether it's a backline player, a defensive mid for us, or she's even played a few minutes at striker for us as well. So she's definitely someone that can contribute in a lot of different ways for us. And, she's always willing to try out or do whatever position I put her in on the pitch. So really appreciate that from her. And then there's some others, backline players that are doing well. Obviously, you've got Erica DeBruin is the experienced kind of senior leader, her and Deva. To be honest, Deva Van Manen is another senior back there that have kind of been good anchors for us and played a lot of minutes in the back line. Chloe Voss, a newcomer, freshman this year, has played a ton of minutes as a tacky mid for us, and been really reliable in the minutes that she can give us and kind of the impact that she has. She brings a little bit of a physicality and ability to win the ball and kind of keep the ball with other defenders around her and things like that, which is really helpful in the middle of the field. So, yeah, there's a lot of girls that are really stepping up recently and kind of getting into or getting comfortable with the roles that they've been playing this year for me.
Coach, appreciate the time and appreciate all the contributions that you're making with the girls' soccer squad, and appreciate all the hard work that they're putting in. Looking forward to a great final week of regular season play, and looking forward to what hopes to be a very deep postseason run.
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Matt Dowie, head coach of the Pelley Christian girls soccer team, powered by Hy-Vee here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner.